We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
We are glad you are on board. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at Cousin Subs. The Cousin Subs, they want to remind you that the Cubano, it is back, in case you didn't know. Cubano is back at Cousin Subs, and they are right now, by the way, for a limited time, the Cubano is back. So if you're going to go to Cousin Subs and grab one, you want to do it now. Don't wait too long, because all of a sudden that thing will be gone. Also, by the way, the Wisconsin Pork and Gouda is back as well. You can try either one, the Cubano with the ham, Genoa salami, pulled pork, Swiss cheese, a whole lot more, or the Wisconsin Pork and Gouda featuring pulled pork, bacon, Wisconsin smoked Gouda cheese, onions, mayo, Dijon mustard. Oh, so good. Order them online at CousinSubs.com for a limited time only. Delivery, by the way, now available at select locations. And Cousin Subs believes in better. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Let's bring in Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Not much green and gold to chat about. You got another OTA going on, and you got rookies and vets and everybody kind of talking to one another. Okay, great. Paul, you're going down the five serve tonight, right?
7 hours, 23 minutes, and counting until tip-off. I will be there. Look for me, Bill.
Bucks by 13, baby. Book it.
By 13. So this one, they're going to win going away, huh?
Bucks by 13. I just put it out on Twitter. Book it. Done. It's over.
So
go ahead and get yourself a beer.
Put up the mortgage.
Sure.
Put it all on the line.
Yep.
13. Not
13.
14.
13
not
plus. 13 plus.
Oh, 13 plus. So you're giving yourself a little bit of like Price is Right wiggle room there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's on the higher end. It's not on the lower end.
Oh, true. True.
So I'm just, but, yeah. They're going to do it.
Yeah. Not
that good.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Lowry played the best game of his playoff life. That's not happening again. Kawhi had his 31, and that, you know, was, I don't want to say, you know, like all for naught, but it kind of obviously was in the loss. Maybe Marc Gasol shoots better, but it's like in the long run, Bill, you're looking at an extremely good team and a really good team. And the Raptors are a really good team. Unfortunately for the people of Canada, they're just running into a better team, much like they did when they ran into LeBron and the Cavs all those years when they had DeMar DeRozan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's you come so far, you have a really good team, and it's like the Raptors transitioned from being stuck behind the LeBron-led Cavs in recent years, and then LeBron goes to the Lakers, and they trade for Kawhi Leonard. I think, oh, you know, the whole world just opened up. We can actually get to the finals this year.
Yep.
Then Budenholzer comes in and completely changes the way the Bucks can play, takes a bunch of, you know, good players, puts them around a super-duper star, and it just, you know, I watched the Warriors again last night. They were down 13 at half, and I felt watching that Warriors game, for them, much like I would think if I saw the Bucks down 13 tonight at half, which is like, you know. Like, the better team will usually still end up winning, even with, you know, a double-digit deficit, because mm-hmm. that's, even without Durant and Cousins and Golden State, they can still just do that. They can just step on the, you know, flip the switch. I think the Bucks have that same capability. And so it's like there was, you know, you rewatch the game tonight. I don't know if you've gone back and watched it. I have. And it's one of those things where, you know, they're down 8. They're down 12. Now it's third quarter. They're down 6. Like, and then all of a sudden, midway through the fourth, and by the last 2 minutes of the game, you know, they're walking the ball up the court because it's over in their favor.
Yeah.
it's just one of those magical runs, it seems like.
It is, and you're right, because at the time, when they went down in the midway through the third quarter, and they're down eight, and then the lead continues to grow for Toronto, I'm thinking, oh boy, they've not delivered that knockout blow. They haven't come back the way they normally do. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you blink, and they're back tied. The place is going crazy. And next thing you know, like you said, the Bucks are walking it down the floor with still 2 minutes remaining in the game going, oh, this one's over. We got this. It was an amazing run, amazing defense. Yes, Toronto missed some shots, and they seemed to run out of gas. But I kept saying it. The Bucks just can run wave after wave after wave at you, and that's what's given them their stamina, their stability all season long. Hey, by the way, I want to bring this up because I know there's some people going down tonight like yourself. I hope that building is deafening tonight. I am imploring all fans to get nuts tonight. Put on a show.
I wasn't there game one. I heard it was deafening. I wouldn't expect much less tonight, especially if the Bucks get out to an early lead. Then I think it's just, you know, party central at Fiserv.
But,
we'll see how much throat I have come tomorrow morning. And at least there's a weekend to recover from it. Before Monday, right?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. But I keep thinking back to when they were there in 2001, and you from the beginning to the end, and I remember when they had those towels that they waved, and I remember all the lint coming off of those towels, and it looked like a fog. You couldn't even hardly see inside the Bradley Center. I think they're doing shirts again tonight. Whatever they do, I hope that place is just freaking bananas tonight, from beginning to end, screaming, yelling. And if you're one of these corporate types that are bringing clients, get off your ass and get nuts tonight. Even my buddy Jim, who sits courtside right next to the bench, he was up just screaming and yelling. So I hope everybody is taking that lead and getting up in bananas tonight. I really do. I want to see that become the building that people are energized to watch nationally.
If you're in those AAA seats, a.k.a. like feet on the court,
yes.
What are those things run, about 2,000 a game per ticket?
I have no idea. My buddy Jim Kaczmarek, he's a big sponsor over there. He sits on the Bucks bench, him and his wife Laura, because I follow him on Facebook. And Laura basically has her own television network. She's posting all the video on Facebook. I'm watching Facebook Live as they're sitting courtside.
You know, there was I don't know if you ever watched Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO with Larry David, the creator of Seinfeld.
Every now and then, yeah.
There's an episode early on where he's in those seats that you're describing for a Lakers game, and he's stretching out his legs, and he trips Shaq. Shaq, in the episode, of course, Shaq falls and breaks his ankle, and he's out for a couple months. So if you could ask your friends to keep their legs tucked in, no tripping Giannis, keep all the guys healthy. We don't need any fan interference issues with injury. So, and then, you know, Bill, I would say, not to fast forward too far, but you heard the update last night from Steve Kerr as it relates to Kevin Durant.
Correct.
And I think those visions of this being more than just a NBA Finals appearance start to become more and more. And not to say that the Splash Brothers and Draymond, but Durant is in a class of his own in terms of scorers in the league. And if he really is in a more serious injury situation than what the Warriors initially thought, oh boy.
Well, I think depending on the conspiracy theory you believe, one is it could be just that Durant is really injured, or that he's banged up and his people are saying shut it down because you got free agency to worry about, or they understated it originally because it's much, much more serious and they don't want his free agency to be deterred by a major injury going into the offseason. So I don't know what conspiracy theory to believe that's out there, but it certainly looks like Durant is not returning anytime soon. I mean, when they said to Marcus Cousins has a more likelihood to come back, I went, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a major injury then. Maybe he tore a calf muscle rather than just sprained it or tweaked it.
Yeah, you can watch that Durant video where he starts hobbling up the court as many times as you want. That's not usually what happens with a calf sprain.
Right.
Like the way that he all of a sudden went from, I'm jogging, ow. And he turns.
I thought it was an Achilles.
Well, right. So, I mean, my dad, actually, who I'm sure will listen to this later on podcast, who usually does that, by the way.
He tore
both of his Achilles in his younger days playing basketball. And both times he's told me as I grew up, I turned around because I thought somebody kicked me. That's what it sure looked like happened to Durant, where he kind of turned around like, hey, get off me. Get off my calf. And then all of a sudden, nobody was there because he did it to himself.
Yeah.
Here we go. Game two. And Bucks by 13, I hear.
Anything interesting coming out of Packers camp that you want to discuss?
The only thing I would say is I saw a very preliminary power ranking of the NFL on CBS. Where do you think the Packers were?
10th.
More optimistic.
5th.
Be more optimistic.
Really?
2nd.
really? I mean, look, yeah. I get it because you added to a pretty – you had a defense that you patched together last year that still made it to the top 15. So you've upgraded at many positions. You believe you've had a pretty good draft. You've got a lot of depth. Your special teams at least should get better. So I understand it. You already had a decent offense. You got a quarterback who's more energized now and wanting to delve into the playbook and somebody that wants to be creative and innovative. So – okay, I understand the completely optimistic side of things, but the proof is still in the pudding. You sucked swamp water last year. So until you prove it on the field, I couldn't put you any higher than 10th right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think if I was to, you know, try to defend a second place power ranking for the Packers in mid-May, I would say that Mike Pettine last year didn't have as many of the types of defensive players that he prefers to have. I think he was very much a spearhead behind, obviously, Darius Smith, Preston Smith, with Rashawn Gary. You know, I don't think Clay Matthews fits the mold of so much, and Nick Perry obviously being injured, not fitting the mold as well, I think, of what Pettine can do. And I think you can, you know, if you want to be optimistic, you can say if Pettine can get 10.5 sacks out of Kyler Fackrell, who we all left for, you know, like, bust, what was Ted Thompson doing? How did you waste a third-round pick on this guy? And then, like, I mean, Kyler Fackrell, like, in my opinion, Bill, I'll be honest, like, he's a bad take exposed. Last, like, August, September, I had no reason to put him on the 53. And then he had a 10.5 sack season. So if you actually have, you know, a better group of guys, maybe you can do something with that. And then I think there's just, Bill, this thought, based on the first 10 years of Rodgers' career, that the guy who showed up the past 2 years is not here to stay. That was just, you know, a glitch on his radar, somewhat caused by injury, somewhat caused by probably having too much power in the offense with Mike McCarthy, being an offensive-minded guy. I think you can argue Davante Adams being a top three, top five NFL wide receiver, good offensive left tackle, a good center. You have a couple you've added to the offensive line, both in the second round of the draft as well as free agency. Like, I could make a pitch for them being second. I'm not sure I'd be quite that bold, but you have a cheat code. That cheat code is Aaron Rodgers, which immediately vaults you into the top 10. And then I think from there, it puts you have to start to ask, like, well, how good can Mike Pettine do with, you know, a new group of defenders that clearly better fit his mold?
I'm excited to see it all start to unfold, although I'm going to hold on to my inbred skepticism, deep-rooted skepticism, because I just can't believe that. Look, I want to believe this team's going to be the best in the NFC North. Or in the NFC North, but I don't know what to say. I got to see it first. I don't know if it's just the skepticism in Matt LaFleur or in Nathaniel Hackett or just in putting it all together. I think they've got good pieces, but I got to see it together before I can commit and jump into the pool and say, okay, I'm ready to fly with the Green Bay Packers. So
yeah. And my closing comment to that would be, I could really get used to this as a, you know, from season to season, in the sense that, could we make this routine, Bill, where the Brewers play through October and then the Bucks play into June, and then you have 2 months of Brewers to themselves before the NFL season starts? Like, if that could become an annual cycle.
Oh, it'd be great.
I mean, come
be great.
On. Like, that's
well, I look at it this way. I mean,
we've all been waiting for
Yeah,
it.
But figure it this way. If you can go into June with Bucks basketball and get a little bit of a reprieve with just Brewers baseball, but at the end of July, you're talking Packers football again in training camp.
Yep.
I'm all for that. Hell yeah, I'll take that every damn day of the week and twice on Sunday.
And when your baseball superstar is 26 years old, your basketball superstar is 24 years old, why would that stop anytime soon?
Yep.
You know?
No, I completely agree. Paul, always good, and we'll chat again next week. Enjoy the game tonight, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it. See you, Bill.
All right, buddy. See you. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Reminding professional drivers out there, they want to say thank you. They have a fleet rewards card now. Fleet rewards card. All you got to do If you want to fill up your tank, use the new Quick Trip Quick Rewards fleet card from Quick Trip and Quick Star. You get points for every gallon. You can earn free fountain drinks, coffees, showers where the amenities are available. For just 50 gallons of diesel, CNG, or DEF, you got 4-time point multipliers. You can pick up a card at any Quick Trip or Quick Star diesel store or download the Quick Rewards fleet app. It's right there. Register your card online. You're good to go. And the best part about the app is you can track your rewards and see what you're earning right there at the palm of your hand. It's good stuff from our friends over at Quick Trip. Hang in there. More of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hot to fire.
Good Friday to you. Man, oh, man, I cannot wait for tonight. Interesting night tonight. I'm not going to the game, for those that are asking. Not going to be down there. I've been told by some friends of mine to stay away. Last time we went is when the only game in the postseason they lost, when they got beat by Boston. But tonight we are going to the Nary Cancer Soiree this evening. Now, I'm going to got to get out of there a little bit early. We got to go get the kids anyway, but... heading to the Nary Soiree tonight. Sherry and I are heading over there and meeting and mixing and mingling and doing a few things. And after that, heading back and going to watch the game. Going to watch the game on the big screen TV down in the great room later on tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. Just kind of kicking back and doing nothing. I don't know what it is. I've been doing this dieting thing. So last night, it's not Skyline Chili because I'm immune to that. I don't know what it is. I got up about 10 till 4 this morning, and oh my God, there's like a bug that's crawled into my colon, for lack of a better term. I'm just drained, literally. Oh my goodness. It's just one of those days. I can't wait for tonight, but I can't wait to go home and just maybe build a fire in a fireplace after everything's said and done, and just kind of hang out and watch the Bucks get a win tonight. Bucks by 13 tonight, by the way. That's not from Vegas, that's from me. Same thing. Bucks by 13. That's what I'm calling. Bucks by 13 or more, by the way. Or more, not less. Bucks by 13 or more. I think they're going to run away with it this evening. I think they come back and play extremely well. They hit their shots tonight. I think their defense is even better, a little bit quicker. While Lowry and Kawhi probably get theirs, I don't think anybody else gets theirs. And I think they walk away with an easy, easy victory from the Fiserv Forum this evening. Got one from Jeff here. Jeff says, heading down to the Deer District tonight. Can't wait. Have never been there. Don't have a ticket to the game. I'm just going down to hang out. Is the entire town like this? And by the way, he is shooting us an email from Sheboygan. Yeah, right now. I mean, I got some friends of mine. Well, one that owns the bar down at Stenny's. I got my buddy Gino down there that has the restaurant downtown. I got a couple friends that own some other restaurants and bars. And they're all saying the same thing. I mean, everything's packed. People are coming in. They're wearing their Bucks gear. They just want to be a part of the atmosphere. It's kind of like this as you go through the NFL postseason. Remember last year when the Brewers were going through the postseason? I mean, everybody was trying to find a place to go watch the game and hang out. You know, you wanted to be with other fans. You wanted to be high-fiving people. I remember when the Badgers, they were rolling on their way to the Final Four. It as momentum continued to crescendo, you know, it was more and more people were coming in for the games and hanging out and high-fiving. And I still have that video from when they beat Kentucky, and people were just going ape. And it was packed. It was elbow to elbow. So, I'm excited about what's going on right now. And you know what? And this is a neat one from Sean. Sean writes, hey, guys, love listening to the program. I have become a converted Bucks fan. Going all the way back to the tax and the referendum on the new arena, I was never a fan of giving them the Bradley Center, and I certainly wasn't a fan of paying for the Fiserv Forum. But I have to admit, I think things have turned out extremely positive, not only for the city of Milwaukee, but for the state of Wisconsin. We can talk about the team and talk about camaraderie, but let's just talk about the revenue. look at what's going on for the resurgence of downtown. Look at what's going on nationally as more and more eyes are being fixated upon our fair city and our wonderful state. I think this is great for everybody all around. For those that pushed for the Fiserv Forum and pushed against Governor Walker, we should now look at this and say, thank you for keeping the Milwaukee Bucks in Wisconsin. That is from Sean. Don't want to get overly political here. But I think for those that are looking at this saying, you know, even if you weren't a Bucks fan, or even if you're not an NBA fan, you look at the number of concerts that have already come through there, Marquette basketball, you look at what's on the horizon with the Democratic National Convention. I mean, even if you're not a Democrat, who cares? The amount of money that's going to be pumped into this state is unbelievable. So you look at things like that and you say, you know, okay, it has been so far a windfall, not just for the city of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County. It's been a windfall for the entire state. Hopefully those funds and those taxes then get put into the coffers and trickle back down to even the smaller communities, say, for those that need an extra squad car for the police department or radio system or a couple of extra EMTs out there. Something, even parks, something to keep a park active and alive. You know, additional grass cutting, or just whatever service you need, hopefully that trickles down and you see that. And that's all a part of keeping the Milwaukee Bucks here in the state of Wisconsin and not letting them head off to Seattle, which is where many thought that they were going to end up. 855-830-8648. Hey, John Horst, and Joe, you brought this to my attention. Interesting, because John Horst is getting a lot of praise. I mean, a lot of praise right now. Obviously for what he's done and the way he's assembled this team. But John Horst getting a lot of run by kind of getting his chops cut, so to speak, and how long he's been in the business and the way he's gone about the business. I think the one thing we tend to forget is, yes, John Hammond drafted Giannis, no doubt. But for those that may not have believed in John Horst, look at the way he went about the offseason in guys like Lopez, George Hill. You start bringing in the veterans to piece together with some of the guys that are already on this team, the bench depth that they built. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to keep it all together. It's going to be an amazing job if he is. But for what he's done and any questions that you had about his ability to run a basketball team, and I think there were a lot, including myself, I did not know. But you look at the hiring of Budenholzer, you look at the way this team was built and constructed, even guys like Pau Gasol, even though he's not playing, wanting to be here. You know, Mirotić. I mean, you talk about these guys. Ersan Ilyasova, he wanted to be here. I mean, he lives in the area anyway, but he wanted to be here. They worked it out to get him here. All these pieces put into place. Boy, John Horst has to get a lot of credit.
Well, there is a great, great feature story, and I had retweeted this on my Twitter account at Radio Joe Sports. Henry Bushnell, who we've had on the show before from Yahoo Sports, he does a lot of feature things. He did this fantastic piece on John Horst about how he worked his way up from essentially doing these working night shifts at FedEx or shoveling snow from 2 to 8 in the morning in Michigan. And this was also while he was interning for the Detroit Pistons, where he wasn't making any money at all. He went into a part-time job, then full-time employment. It says here he was doing some really crazy things for Joe Dumars, where he would forge autographs for him. I mean, he was like...
I read that. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it says here in the piece, the work ethic endeared Horst to longtime Rochester coach Garth Pleasant and plopped his name at the front of Pleasant's mind when the Pistons called in search of interns in 2005. Pleasant recommended Horst, whose early intern responsibilities were as stereotypical as could be. He'd lick envelopes and answer phones. He'd forge autographs for president of basketball operations Joe Dumars. When it was time for head coach Flip Saunders to get a fresh BMW, Horst would drive the old one to a dealership, familiarize himself with the new one's gadgets, and return ready to explain all of its intricacies to Flip Saunders. The internship, though, was for college credit, then for nothing. After 15 or 16 months, when the Pistons converted it into a part-time employment, it was just $7 an hour for 30 hours a week. Horst, of course, toiled for almost twice as many, doing whatever possibly he could to make himself useful, one of the NBA's many unseen workaholics. And it goes on from there. And it's just, it is a, you know, for people who strive to get into the business that we're in, for people that strive to try to get into a front office and dream of becoming a general manager, this piece says it all about John Horst. And it just goes to show that you work your ass off, you can get to where you want to be. And this was just a fantastic piece from Henry Bushnell of Yahoo Sports. So check it out there, and I've got it on my Twitter account.
There you have it. By the way, speaking of working his butt off, I want to say congratulations to Tim Van Wagner. Tim Van Wagner is retiring after 30 years. He worked with the Brewers for years. Tim worked with the Milwaukee Admirals for years. And Tim is now calling it a career. Tim is just a tremendous guy. And I just had found out recently that he is retiring. So I have not seen Tim in a while. We have, you know, kind of crossed paths over the years numerous times. I remember when I was working with him when he was with the, you know, with the Milwaukee Brewers, and we did a lot of stuff with the Brewers Radio Network. But congratulations to Tim. Tim is retiring after 30 years between the Brewers and the Admirals, and dedicated a lot of his life to sports in Milwaukee. So congratulations to Tim. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. We got a lot more of the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're glad you're here. Tonight can't get here fast enough, right? Getting all kinds of emails. People, hey, by the way, if you're coming into the Fiserv tonight, where are you coming from? Give us a shout. Last time we had people coming in from Toronto and people coming in from Missouri that listened to the program. So if you're in town, let us know where you're from. Welcome to our fair city and our fair state. But I want to know where you're from. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. So tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks to get a win, I'm just going to tell you, without saying who needs to step up, I'm just going to tell you what I think needs to happen. This is just what's going to happen, in my opinion. Tonight, I think Giannis goes 27 points. Middleton gives you 16. Lopez gives you 17 to 20, somewhere in there. Bledsoe, he's going to give you 14, okay? But tonight, Brogdon's going to give you another 14 to 17. George Hill will give you, say, 9. Pat Connaughton's going to get some minutes. He'll give you anywhere from 6 to 12. Ilya Sova's probably going to give you about the same, anywhere from 7 to 10. But tonight, I think it's I'm saying Bucks by 13, so I'm saying like 123-110. That's where the game is going to be tonight. Toronto, though, remember, they struggle over 100 points per game. So you could actually get a blowout. You can get a 123-100 game. So I'm saying 13-plus. But as far as stepping up, you know, we can talk about maybe Middleton, okay? Maybe Middleton, he didn't have a great shooting. He was only 4 of 12 from the field, 1 of 6 beyond the arc, right? Mirotić was 1 of 6. Bledsoe was 0 for 6 beyond the arc. You can pick any one of those guys and go, you know what? You need to step up tonight. And if they do, they'll win, without a doubt, okay? So any one of those guys. I don't think Lopez has the same. Now, Lopez, don't forget, he was 4 of 11 beyond the arc. He was 12 of 21 from the field, but 4 of 11 beyond the arc, which is still craptastic, all right? However, I think tonight you're going to get more even beyond the arc scoring, and you're just going to get what I consider to be an easier victory, that when the Bucks come out, the first 6 minutes of the third quarter will be the deciding factor in this game. And if the Bucks are close within 4 on the positive or negative side at half, this will be a 13-plus to a blowout type of game. Somebody just said, you know, hey, have you gone to Vegas? First of all, you don't need to go to Vegas to place a bet. Secondly, yes, I have put my money where my mouth is. I did earlier today. I called a friend of mine, got it done. I got $25 down on the Bucks, which is a lot for me because I usually don't bet a lot, but I'm feeling pretty confident about this. So it's not like my buddy Carmelo's calling me going, hey, how do you feel? What's going on? And then he puts down, you know, he drops a ton of cash, a lot more cash than I would put down. And then he calls me up and goes, man, you made us some money. You made us some money. Because when you're going to book it, when you're going to say you're going to book it to another guy, first of all, a guy named Carmelo, but secondly, a guy as big as Carmelo and a guy that's Italian, you could end up with a guy named Guido with no neck at your house banging on your door wanting to know what happened to your book it comment, you know? So you got to be careful about saying that. But tonight, book it. 13+. I'm saying the Bucks get a win. Walking away with it. That's what's going to happen tonight. Just my opinion. 855-830-8648.
You can book that.
Thank you for all. Oh, Mike chiming in. Mike still lives in Green Bay. He's listening to the program. What if Mike's down at the game? What if Mike's
Are
been
you serious?
Any, yeah, serious. What if Mike's been to any games? I like to hang out in the suite with Mike. Just kind of hang out and talk about what he's up to. Thoughts on football, how the team's going to be.
Are you serious?
Serious. And then, you know, what he's going to do next year. Remember, he did that interview where he's got that whole office with all the offense and all those books and binders and everything. I just want to know what he's doing. I mean, if he's going to sit home and watch football on TV and watch it like the rest of us, you know what I mean? Now, I shouldn't say that because we're at games. We're actually there. But I wonder if he's going to break it down the same way or if he can just enjoy watching it. Just enjoy just a season without football, so to speak. Wonder if Mike's going to be able to do that.
Holy shnikes.
I'm telling you. If not, I hope he ends up down at the Fiserv. I hope he comes to the Fiserv Forum for a Bucks game, not for like a monster truck rally.
Stay positive, Bill.
I am. Thank you very much. Brings Ted with him. Wouldn't that be cool? You know?
Sure.
Him and Ted in a suite. That'd be fantastic.
It's shooting shotgun with pellets, you know, bird flu.
I get it, but you can't bring that through the metal detectors at the front gate of the Fiserv Forum.
Sure.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I'm just a country bumpkin.
He's got that squeak in his voice. I don't know what that is. I don't know if he had a little bit of a laryngitis thing going that day or it's just a cute factor.
I need to take it easy with the Ted drops because I know he's not doing well.
Ted's got some other things going on now. Yeah.
So I hope he's doing okay.
But that was when Ted was still crisp, so you're good with that. Thank you very much.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that you got?
I like it.
That's a microphone?
Yeah.
I like it.
It helps us do our job. Thank you very much. Let's do this. I want to remind you that our friends at the Biofuels Association, they are reminding you that, there's ethanol in gas, and it helps gas. Not the kind of gas that you and I have that we blame on the dog, but I'm talking about for your car. You know what I'm saying? So what you need to do is you need to understand a whole lot of you have either fired up the lawnmower or maybe the weed whacker, the chainsaw, whatever. The gas, the E85 and the unleaded 88, that's for your car. It's not for any of those smaller engines, if you know what I'm talking about, okay? Not the lawnmower, the garden tractor, chainsaw, outboard on your fishing boat, the rototiller, anything else like that. Just kind of keep that in mind. However, all gasoline has additives. It brings up the octane, and raw gas is only 84 octane, so they put in the ethanol, which, by the way, is the safest and not harmful to human health. It helps the corn growers, the association right here in our fair state. Ethanol is cheaper than raw gas, and the more ethanol in the gas, the cheaper your gas is. So there you go. Unleaded 88, you can find it at Jets, you can find it at Quick Trip, all over. And like 9 out of 10 vehicles sold in the U.S., they come with a full manufacturer warranty, and they're approved to run the unleaded 88. So I'll run through them. GM vehicles, Chevy, Cadillac, GMC, Buick, yes. All Fords, including Lincolns. All Honda. All Hyundai. All Kia. Yes. Chrysler's, Dodge, Ram, Fiat. Fiats. Even Jeeps. I mean, I can go through the whole list. Jaguars, Range Rovers, Land Rovers, Toyotas. Yes, you bet. They're all approved. So just go get the facts from the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, WIBiofuels.org. That is WIBiofuels.org. Check it out for yourself. When we come back, I'll take some more phone calls. Got some new male heads of plays of the week right around the corner. We got a whole lot of Mike Clemens and some Packers chatter coming up in the next hour. Stay tuned on an exciting Get You Ready for Bucks and Raptors Friday. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
This isn't, you know, play.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We are glad to have you. This is a Friday, and we're going to get into the phone calls. Talk to Kenny and Cedarburg coming up here momentarily. Right now, though, time for the Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Week. This one's easy. Giannis, steal, dunk, game one, Toronto. Here it is.
Reggie, I'm so surprised at how much larger Anthony Cooper on the steal. Gasol has a step, did not work.
What? What? The crowd is so loud you can't hear Marv Albert. But nevertheless, that's on TNT Radio. Joe, what do you got for number two?
Number two, we'll go back to yesterday's Brewer game, the home run frenzy. How about Yasmani Grandal with this three-run shot, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin?
Grandal, sack fly, the difference in the game right now. And there's a fly ball hit back into deep right field, and Grandal has his second three-run homer of the series.
Hey, no doubt it right there with the way the wind's blowing out the right field. He got that one up in the air and off the scoreboard.
So there you go, Bill Schroeder and Matt LaPay on the call with Fox Sports Wisconsin. And our last but not least, he is now hitting dingers on the road. Look the hell out to the rest of the major leagues. Yelich with his second bomb of the game yesterday.
Each of the four games of the series, the Brewers have scored first. It was the second hitter of the day, giving the Brewers the lead with that Yelich home run this afternoon. And there's a fly ball hit back into right field. It's deep, and Yelich has his second of the day. Yes, he can hit home runs on the road, too. So quit asking.
Yeah, 2 and 3 for Yelich away from Miller Park this year.
Well, there you go. That is also on Fox Sports Wisconsin. It's brought to you by our friends at Neumel Medical Center. The Neumel Heads Up Plays of the Day. They give it to you each and every week, and by the way, can help you out with the low T treatments. If you are feeling sluggish, feeling moody, feeling tired, and no stamina, no energy, maybe you have the erectile dysfunction. They have a 98% success rate. Just call the medical experts over at Neumel Medical. Also, don't forget, they have the all-in-one weight loss program. That works. That is real. That's some real stuff right there. And all you got to do is call. Again, 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. So, Brooks Koepka, your leader in the PGA Championship, he tees off and he hits a beautiful left-to-right fade just out over the majestic trees, lands it right into the middle of the fairway. Who are they playing with? Who's the other one they're playing with, Joe? Tiger Woods and then somebody else.
Francesco Molinari.
Francesco Molinari, that's right.
The way they do
Who
it all.
Also, by the way, Molinari put one out into the middle of the fairway. And Tiger beat up the gallery.
The way they do it for the PGA Championship, and even though the PGA is now the second major instead of the fourth, they always take the last three major winners and put them in a group together at the PGA. So Molinari won the British Open, Tiger, of course, the Masters, and Koepka with the U.S. Open.
So all three just teed off. Molinari and Koepka, nice left-to-right fade out over the trees and the dogleg right. Dropped it right in the middle of the fairway, about 325 yards. Tiger, he ripped that thing left. He wanted to go right, and, I don't know if he killed any animals or people, but he put it into the crowd. So Tiger's drive, not where he wanted it to be. Just thought I'd throw it out there. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to Kenny listening to us in Cedarburg. Kenny, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's that? Have you been to Maxwell's up in Cedarburg lately?
No, I have not. Actually, I'm kind of new to Cedarburg. I live in West Bend, but I got a new position in Cedarburg, so I'm just kind of scoping it out.
Oh, you got to go to Maxwell's. They got some good bar food up there. Real good food.
It's beautiful. I love it here. I like to move here, actually.
Yeah, great place.
But listen, I just wanted to put a couple of comparisons out there just for you. You know, this series, I think, is going to be very, very close to what we had with Boston. That first game, the Bucks were taken by surprise. But being under Coach Pop for Hawaii, 17, 18 years, Coach Bud had it in his mind, we're going to just do an adjustment. And that's what they did with Toronto. They were fortunate to win that game, but they were playing a gassed Toronto team,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's going to be a different program, but, you know, they're not going to be able to handle Giannis with four guys on him. they're going to figure it out. The Bucks are going to figure it out, and I think they're going to press forward. What do you think?
I would. First of all, I agree with you. I think they played a gas Toronto team, and Toronto played their best basketball and just ran out of gas, and the Bucks withstood. The Bucks are going to just run away with it. As much as I want to say Toronto, even with their shooting ability, can kind of hang with the Bucks. I think just the Bucks are going to grind on them. I think you're going to see better nights, not big nights, but better nights from Middleton, from Bledsoe. You're going to see it from George Hill. You're going to see it from Pat Connaughton. I think you're going to get scoring from everywhere. Nothing huge, just it's going to be more even out tonight. And I think that the Bucks are going to walk away with this one.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. Enjoy Maxwell's, man. Get up to Maxwell's. Hang out there on the corner up there in Washington. Right there. Good place. Really good place. The only thing Maxwell's is missing, because it's such an old historic building right there, is an outdoor patio. Oh, you put an outdoor patio right there in that Washington, right there in Cedarburg, downtown Cedarburg, at the end of the strip. Oh, such a cool place. Best part about Maxwell's and heading up there and going to Cedarburg is the motorcycle ride. You go up there in the middle of the summer, it's just freaking perfect. Tiger Woods and Moses, what do they have in common? They can both part people like the Red Sea. Tiger's in the weeds, man. He's way off the beaten path, and Tiger just walks in the middle of these people and just kind of waves his arms, like, spread out, and you just watch this from the blimp shot above, like this mass of humanity, just as everybody's following Tiger, as Tiger can just part everybody, just kind of, just like, I command thee, and then God makes everybody separate. God and Tiger are the same thing, I guess. Tiger Woods, not far away from the green, mind you, but just in the weeds.
That first hole that he's on, because he just teed off, it's a dog leg right. And I've been watching golfers yesterday just drill this fairway, cut in the corner, and Tiger goes way left. I don't get it.
He went way left. He's over by the corporate hospitality tents. Although, he should feel like it's a nice storybook dream, because he has the white picket fence behind him. But he's also in grass that's up above his knees. Looks like he's out there in green hay. So we'll see what Tiger can do. We'll keep you up to date. PGA Championship second round underway. Good stuff. Brooks Koepka, 7-under. He is your leader. Jordan Spieth, by the way, has made a charge today at 4-under. He is now 5-under for the tournament. Only 2 shots back. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.